Welcome to BFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. We're so encouraged that you've joined us here today that we get to reveal the things, the awesome things the Lord is revealing to us, God's news behind the news, and so much more. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to BFN Radio.
Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in right now for Greg Lancaster, who'll be joining us in a few. And joining with us today in the studio is Pat and Chris.
What's up?
What's up? What's up, guys? How are we doing?
Doing wonderfully well. Doing wonderfully well.
My goodness. Well, I sure want to give a shout-out to a few of our Facebook fans and those who have liked the page. We want to welcome all of you from all over the world. All over the world. I mean, Wahab and Rampo and Malak and Daddy and
my goodness, where is that?
Well, I don't know. I can't pronounce the last. It's D A D I. So I just went for it. But we're all over the world, and it's just so wonderful to see our Facebook page just growing and just people connecting, and it's just absolutely wonderful.
Amazing.
Amazing. I do want to share with you this morning a psalm. Out of Psalm 91, I want to encourage you this morning by saying that he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Let me tell you, there is a resting place for you today, but it's found where? In the shelter of the Most High. Mm. There's so many people trying to find rest.
That's right.
There's so many different places, but the rest that's going to give you the peace of God that you need is only going to be found in God. There is the resting place in the Lord. Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And that's amazing. That's amazing. Because if we make God our habitation, if we make God our dwelling place, we're going to find peace. We're going to find our joy. We're going to find our strength. We're going to find the purpose for living, for existing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But He is our habitation.
He is.
He is our resting place, if we make it. I mean, people are trying to find shelter and rest and comfort, and they're trying to build their own fortresses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I tell you, if we make Him our fortress, if we make Him our habitation, our abiding place, if you will, then He will give us that peace. He will give us that joy. He will give us that strength. He will give us the safety. So many folks are looking for safety in so many other things. But I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like building your home on the solid rock.
That's right.
Storms will come. Storms will go.
Right.
But let me tell you, he who builds on Jesus Christ will remain forever.
That's right.
Because he cannot be shaken. He cannot be rattled. He cannot be. And things are going to shake. I mean, God has showed us. Prophetically, things, there's a shaking coming. There is a rumbling coming. This is not it. I know you've seen some things, but trust me, this is not it. And so we want to make sure that our place is in the Lord, because I'll tell you, that's a firm, firm, firm place to be in.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, it is great. It is great to be in the Emerald Coast. My goodness, I didn't know how beautiful this sun is out here, Chris. Yeah. I mean, you've been enjoying this all this time? Oh, my goodness, Pat.
Yeah, I love it. I got a chance to soak in a little bit the other day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to see that bronze look on you.
I don't know about that. Now, you got some bronze going on over there.
I'm looking at you here, brother. I'm happy to report that I don't see any Saints shirts. I don't see nothing this morning. And I want to just give a hallelujah for that, okay? I just want to let you know. But you got the tan working for you. I'm telling you, it's nothing like beautiful blue skies, palm trees. I'm just like, oh, my goodness. This is beautiful. I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying being in the Emerald Coast. You know, I knew that I was getting near to Pat's home. I was, you know, I'm coming in. 11 o'clock at night, and I knew I was getting close when couldn't see nothing now. It was pitch black. couldn't see nothing. But I was getting this whiff, this aroma that was coming from the plane.
Hold on now. Clarify that.
That paper mill, I don't know what was going on, man, but I knew I was dead on the spot. I mean, X marks the spot.
Dude, you didn't know that was the glory of God coming
down.
That's
the glory?
That's the glory, oh, man. That's the glory cloud.
Don't put that smell on the glory, all right? Don't put that smell on the glory. But my goodness, it is so good. What a journey, man.
Yeah, how was it?
Well, 1,200 miles, man. 1,200 Oof. Miles in a 26-foot truck and a...
Oh, my goodness.
A trailer and a...
and a dog and a...
And a car falling with a dog and two children and a baby. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but that was a trip.
Yeah, man. We were coming up the Shenandoah Valley. Let me tell you, this is the most beautiful, picturesque... I mean, God's creation is just so amazing. I'm having a moment realizing, oh, my goodness, I'm driving a 26-foot truck, 70 miles an hour. Slow down.
Right.
But, I mean, these mountains are just beautiful. I haven't seen mountains like that. When I went to Israel, there were mountains like just beautiful. You feel like reach out and just grab them with your hand. I mean, they're just so amazing. But these mountains are just beautiful. And you're going through this like farm country, so you're seeing these cows and horses and all these properties and silos. And I mean, I'm telling you, just beautiful flowers. It's just great. And so we're driving, and everything's good. I'm driving with other truckers. The tractor trailers are just blowing me by there. And we start going up this mountain, Pat. Start going up this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like the little train that could. I think I can.
Right.
And this thing is going up this. I mean, I'm talking about mountain. I'm not talking about a hill. Yeah. I'm talking about a mountain. It's in a mountain. And all of a sudden, I mean, I see my speed decrease. Even though my foot pedal, you know, you have a problem when your foot pedal is smashed to the ground
and it ain't moving.
And you're going 65, 55, 45. This is going down. And I can hear the truck, man. I can hear every gear just buzzing.
Ooh,
and I'm like,
not good.
I said, man, I am not going to take my foot off this pedal. We're going to make it up this mountain.
Was it automatic or shift?
It was automatic.
Oh, thank goodness.
And we got going up and down. Besides that, and trying to swing that truck into a gas station here and there, it was a fabulous trip. But one thing I noticed coming down the mountain, it's 6 miles coming down one of these mountains, just 6 miles of steep incline. No shoulders on either side. Okay?
Oh, wow.
No guardrails.
Like I'm saying. Where were you at?
I think that was in West Virginia somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, dude. It was intense, to say the least. But you're coming down the mountain, and they have a sign, watch for boulders coming off the mountain onto the trail.
Oh, great.
And then they show this incline for 6 miles. You got to basically like ride the brake because all these trucks are flying down this mountain, 6 miles of it, and you're going at high speed. I mean, you're just going up 35 miles an hour, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're coming back down it, and then they have on the side, kind of like as you go around the mountain, on the side of it, you have these what they call runaway ramps. I don't know if you ever saw this before, runaway ramps.
In case you lose control?
Yeah, you can't stop or anything. It's like a hill that's in the side of a mountain. That just goes up.
Okay.
Man, I mean, I'm thinking, oh my God. Thank the Lord for that right there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, somebody's out of control. But they have these runaway ramps. And it just got me thinking as I was just meditating on the glory of God and how he got us here safely and all that. I was thinking, you know, so many people's lives... So much I like that. They're flying down the mountain of life. They're cruising at 100 and nothing on slippery, dangerous roads and conditions. You know what I'm saying? No caution.
No brakes.
Nothing.
Just wide open.
Just wide open. And they run away. They're out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, oftentimes, God's given all kinds of warnings on the side of the road. Right. You know, normally the flashing lights are like, danger, danger.
Right. Slow down.
Slow down. You know, normally there's a sign that maybe say dead end, you know. There's signs that say U-turn, you know, because, you know, you have to turn.
Right,
that's, you know, U-turn, repentance. And then sometimes there's a runaway ramp. Sometimes there's a runaway ramp. Maybe you've been running away from God, and you've been running away and going 90 to nothing. Let me tell you something. God has a place right there on the side for you that you can just bring yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself off of this crazy cycle. Get yourself off of this road of chaos. Get yourself out of this place of just wild living and just, you don't even know whether you're coming or going. You don't know if it's morning or night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're running hard right now. Mm-hmm. You're running hard. Get it off the road. Get it off the road, because you know what? You're going to continue to do more damage to yourself. You're going to do more damage to somebody else. You can cause somebody some serious harm. And normally, you know what? That's what happens. You know, it'd be one thing if our sin was personal. But oftentimes, our sin has so many ramifications. It affects so many people.
That's right.
And it's only really when we come to the Lord that the light gets turned on and we look at the trail of devastation that we have caused.
That's right.
But it's so hard. You can't see it. When you're just thinking about yourself and just thinking about this life of, you know, you just want to do you. You know what I mean? You can't see it. That's the whole thing about just pride and sin. It's just, you're just blinded to the reality of what happens when we just are all out doing what we want to do apart from God.
Right.
There's a runaway ramp. There's a runaway ramp where you could just go ahead and bring it in. Bring it on in and just crash right there in the pastures of God. Go ahead and just bring it on in and come down, come low. Come low and let that thing crash on in. Crash on in on God. Because when you're crashing in the Lord, that's a safety place.
Right.
For you and for everybody else. You're struggling out there this morning and someone turned you on to VFN Radio. Listen, this is not by accident.
Mm.
You know, God, who holds the whole world together, allowed you today to tune into VFN Radio. Why? Because God loves you. God has a plan for your life. This is your moment. This is your season to get it right with God. Listen, life is but a vapor. We don't know how much longer any of us have on this earth. I mean, you're here today, and literally you can be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, we've seen it happen.
We've seen it over and over again. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, young people, children. I mean, there was a stretch there where I've seen some 30-year-olds just dead.
It's gone.
Just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you slip into eternity, and then we all going to have that moment when we have to face Jesus. You know, I'm living for a glorious encounter. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
I'm living for an inglorious, wonderful encounter. But I got to tell you that some people are not going to have that glorious encounter. You can choose today while you're alive, while you're breathing, while you're listening. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves to see if we're even still in the faith. Proverbs says that a wise man, a wise woman, gives thought to their ways. Take a moment. Pause. Reflect. And ask God, God, where am I? You know, I think about when God asked Adam and Eve, asked Adam, where are you?
All right.
I think God knew where he was at. You know,
yeah.
what I mean?
He wasn't looking for his address.
Yeah, he wasn't looking for an answer, right? He was looking for his address. 201 Bush Street. You know, no. God wanted Adam to know,
right,
where he was. God knew. Where are you today? What road are you on? Are you on the highway to heaven? Or you are on a path to hell. You can choose today. You can choose today to get on the right path, on the right road, and get on the highway to heaven. Come on and be with the Lord. But you got to let everything go. You got to come to the end of yourself. When you come to the end of yourself and come to Jesus, God will take care of the rest. Let me tell you something. Today's the day of salvation. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, if you've been away from God, you kind of been playing around. Listen, you want to be sure. You want to be sure and certain, like you know, like the grass is green and you know the sky is blue.
That's right.
I mean, don't wishy washy. Well, I think I grew up knowing God. No. Do you know him? You got to know him. Not of him, about him. You got to know him. So I want to encourage you today, make Jesus the Lord of your life. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Can you hire or fire on religious practices? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son went to a super center, told me he was going to put his application in for a job, and but he couldn't work Sundays. The gentleman told him that he had no position in the store for him to work if he could not work on Sundays.
Well, it depends if it's a bona fide occupational qualification, if there's other reasonable accommodation. And Walmart has been generally very good at these things. So we need to find out the exact specifics of what the opening was. Was it a Sunday-only opening? But generally, under Title VII, they're supposed to make a reasonable accommodation. They certainly can't hire or fire based on religious practice. That would be a violation of the rules. But again, Walmart generally very receptive to meeting the religious accommodation needs of its employees. Hang on the line. We'll get you in touch with some of our lawyers here and see if we can get you some help.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
You know, when you're thinking about your relationship with the Lord, I mean, life gets hectic, you know. John, I mean, you think about it. You know, you got your work, you got your family, you got, you know, friends, you got, you know, just everything's pulling at you. You know, your nation's pulling at you. You know, you're just, it doesn't matter where, it just seems like everything just kind of pulls at you. And there needs to be some sort of epicenter of peace, you know, someplace that is a place that you can abide, you know, just I can get to my secret place. You know what I'm saying? And really, because, you know, being a believer, if you're listening right now and you're a believer, that wherever you are, you know, the kingdom of God is not a matter of relocation. It's a matter of revelation, and that you can realize that right where you are, you can, God wants to meet with you and meet with him. Yeah. You need to probably get, you know, most people really want to abide with God, but they just need a simple plan. You know, everything's coming so quick. There's so much information hitting you. You can't find rest anywhere. But let me tell you something. You're going to need to find this rest, and you're going to need to abide under the Lord's wings of a secret place, because, you know, it's just going to increase. It's not going to decrease, right? All the stress that's coming, because it's actually a strategy of the adversary to mess you up. But let me tell you something. God had this day in mind. You just need a simple plan. And you can go, as a matter of fact, John, you can go to iabide.org. We have that simple plan waiting for you right now. iabide.org. You know, you have iPhones and iPods. But go to iabide.org and read a little bit about abiding. If you want to request a simple plan, just request it there, and it'll come right immediately to you. A video and some information to be able to help. You could start right away in your abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You've been trying to conquer some things in your life and some personal struggles. Let me tell you, that's why Jesus died. He died to be able to empower you to do that. But you can't do it on your own. You're going to need to be empowered by God. And that happens, like he told us in John 15. It happens when you abide with him. So go to iabide.org and find out that the Lord will empower you to walk this walk that he asked of you at iabide.org.
I want to encourage you today, if you're looking for a fellowship of believers, if you're looking to be a part of the church where the church is family, I want to encourage you to go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. It's a network of abiding churches that hear God's voice and live amongst each other as family. This is the church's greatest hour, and God may be calling you to be a part. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Check it out. It could be for you.
I want to encourage you, you know, if you feel like you had a call on your life, you feel like you just want to get closer to God, you're ready to get a better perspective, a deeper perspective, you just want to walk with God, you know, you want to be close to him, you want to love God and love others and lead others to the same. You know, it's so important to learn the ways of God. It's so important to not just, you know, give your heart to God, which is ultimately important, but then you have to learn his ways. He says, those who follow my teachings are really my disciple. The dangerous thing about not learning his ways will end up following some ways that are not his ways. And eventually we could be led astray. Don't be led astray. You can register today for VFN VFNU.org. It's Vine Fellowship Network University. If you feel like you're called into leadership, you feel like you want to go deeper in God, and also join us in the VFN family. You know, VFNfamily.org. Find out if that's for you. Find out if you're called to connect with and relate with believers who are abiding with God and just desire to follow God in that. But it's a VFNU for VFN University, VFNU.org. Welcome back to VFN Radio. Hey, I am Greg Lancaster. I am so glad to be here with John.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for that. And also, being here with the producer of VFN Radio program, Keisha? Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Thank you.
I'm trying to come up with a name. I can't think of it. Keisha? How about Keisha? Oh, my goodness. I just was on the phone with Kinchara out of Texas, and I just love her.
Oh, my goodness.
I love her love for God and her husband and all that she's doing for God. And it's exciting to just see, you know, God's people.
Yeah.
And the kingdom work in the harvest field. You know, grape stains on our hands and,
right?
That's right.
Vineyard dirt on our feet.
Our feet.
So good to have you here. Oh my goodness! You know, I come in a little bit
tardy.
A little bit tardy.
And John Paul's here. Oh my goodness!
How about that?
What a nice surprise!
That in is the
so
house.
Beautiful.
It actually in the house.
I am very excited about those in the Northeast also that are going to be joining us soon.
Yes.
We're having them build a brand new corporate toys and Babies R Us.
That's right.
Just for the appropriate ones that want to be able to do that. And we're putting in some new sand on the beaches. And
I checked it out too. Let me tell you, I want to make sure the quality was correct.
Yeah, right.
I
wanted
to make sure the water
no
was
hypodermic
nice.
Needles.
No,
like up there.
No. Nice and clean. Very, very nice. Very
no
nice.
Rusty roller coaster out Ooh. There.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
No brown dirt sand. No.
Yeah, and that's something we grow stuff in what they call sand on the, up there in that area. The man, God has just been really moving powerfully. I don't know if you heard about it or not. But you did. I remember we were talking about it, where this Christian German couple with their family came to America for asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And the courts just voted and denies, the U.S. court denies their asylum for homeschooling. Remember, listen up, CBN News. We'll talk about it.
News Channel, I'm Charlene Israel.
And I'm Ephraim Graham. A German homeschooling family is denied asylum in the U.S. In Germany, parents who homeschool are hounded, persecuted, fined, and sometimes jailed. But the Obama administration says that is not enough reason to grant political asylum to a German homeschooling family in Tennessee. Now a U.S. circuit court has denied their appeal. Dale Hurd has the story.
The appeals court upheld the Obama administration's refusal of asylum to the Romaika family. The Romaikas fled Germany in 2008 facing criminal prosecution for homeschooling. They live in Tennessee. In 2010, they were granted political asylum by an immigration judge. But that decision was overturned by the Board of Immigration Appeals last year. And Tuesday, the three-judge panel of the Sixth Circuit issued a unanimous decision against the family. Uwe and Hannelore Romaika began homeschooling in Germany because they didn't want their children exposed to things like witchcraft and graphic sex education that are taught in German schools.
Also, there were stories where they were encouraged to ask the devil for help instead of God, and actually the devil would help.
We found out what is in the textbooks. It's exactly the opposite from what the Bible tells us and teaches us, and we wanted to protect them.
While the appeals court acknowledged that the U.S. Constitution recognizes the rights of parents to homeschool, it refused to grant that what German homeschoolers face amounts to persecution deserving of asylum. Michael Ferris of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, which represented the Romaikas, said, "We believe the Sixth Circuit is wrong and we will appeal their decision. The next step is the U.S. Supreme Court." The Romaikas told CBN News they're disappointed, but said God is in control. They know what they face in Germany if they're deported.
First, they would fine us with increasingly high fines, and they would threaten us to take away custody. There might be jail time too. But the main threat, I think, is the aspect of custody, because then, of course, the children are taken away from you completely, and I mean, that's what no family wants, right?
Dale Hurd, CBN News.
It's amazing because what we offer is asylum for religious persecution, and they're being persecuted because right. of their faith in God and not wanting all this witchcraft,
mm-hmm.
filth,
and y'all that talk to their, and even calling out for the devil.
That's crazy.
You know, and asking him for help, and he helps. And the thing about it is, if they lose, if they let this case stand, where we talked about this, let the decision stand with this abortion
mm-hmm.
Situation that's murder, now they have to fend with this decision that's out there, mm-hmm. you know.
That's presidents, right?
Yes, exactly. And so this thing's going to the Supreme Court. And so in the Supreme Court is it's good.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. actually good yeah. because they are going to decide constitutionally as the world watches, America watches, you know, what they're going to do.
That's right.
And if they start saying that, of course, we're finding out right now, and I don't want to talk too many details about what's going on right now with, just only want to give it play on the air.
Yeah.
But a lot of darkness is going on, and it's being exposed. Justice is raining down.
Awesome.
Yes, it is.
Justice is raining down. I encourage you to cry for justice. If you have not heard on VFN TV and watched on VFN TV at VFNTV.com, No One Cries for Justice. You got to position yourself at the cross of Christ so you can begin to cry out for justice. Because if you wait too late, you're bait.
Mm. Right.
You know, it's just like, oh, I'll just cry out down the road when it gets so close. And this is what we're told in the Word of God. If you wait too late, you'll be bait. Right now we have America, this great experiment, this great blessing that has this freedom, and we're finding out how significant the freedom is, because it's like the last bastion of hope that's against darkness in regards to having this kind of freedom that allows us to do what we're presently doing. And the world is talking to Americans going, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. do you want to be like this?
Don't lose it. Don't lose it.
Yeah, and so they're telling, which means they're going to have to go back to Germany.
Wow.
They don't qualify or go through the normal process of becoming citizens or whatever.
Right.
And but, of course, it's why it's on appeal, they would stay. But if they go back, they're going to take their kids. They came in the middle of the night and took their kids while they were sleeping.
Wow.
The schools, the government.
The school, for not going to school, you can lose your children.
In America, you're trying to take your kids to the school. Like, stay here. No, I'm not going to school. They're actually taking the kids away from the parents in the middle of the night, fighting for the kids.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That's the future of darkness, because if we do not stand up, and we're not going to win this thing by trying to fight it in your own strength.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to win it by repenting. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven and heal their land. That's how it's going to happen with humility.
That alone, I mean, should get us to appreciate our Constitution, when a country like Germany can say, we demand that your children come to this school. We're going to teach them whatever we want to teach them,
right?
Whether it's witchcraft,
right,
calling out to the devil, sexually graphic material,
right? Mm-hmm.
And if you don't bring them here, we're going to take them kids away from you
and force them to
force them to
receive all this darkness into their spirit.
All
right. Is that so? I mean, it just makes you shake your head and say, "My goodness."
Well, it helps you realize how blessed we've been. And what tragedy awaits us if we stay this paganistic culture.
That's
if we stay that way. If you have not also watched on VFN TV, this generation, don't give up on a pagan generation that realize that what's happening is not, you know, it's unfair to go, I'm just shocked. You know, just shocked, like it never happened before. I mean, it's happened continually with men and mankind, that we have a tendency, a next generation has a tendency to turn away from God. But we can teach them about the ways of God and share with them and God will work with us, confirming that he wants them to be in his kingdom and to walk rightly before him. It's called going into all the world.
Yeah, right. And interesting, the book of Deuteronomy, it's filled with the words, remember.
Remember.
Remember. Remember. Yeah. Remember. Remember. It's so important.
Yeah.
They build monuments everywhere. Because if you know, that's why we celebrate testimonies and we put things up on our walls and of what God has done, and we teach them to the children so that they can continue to see God working. We don't live an independent walk with God.
Right.
And we don't shield our children of everything the Lord has done.
Right.
And we want to include them and share with them so that they can see God firsthand.
Right.
And what a testimony that a child can say by the age of 12 or 13, oh, man, I've seen God do this and this and this.
Yes.
And my parents, and when that happened, you know, there's a reservoir of the glory of God, of the testimonies of God, the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to go further because there's a double portion of anointing. They've seen God move, and now they can believe for bigger things because they've seen what God's done in our life.
You think it's a trap. Now you can see the travesty of a parent, not a supposedly Christian parent, not training their children up in the ways of God.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, as Ephesians tells us to do, because now it's like, who were you depending on to tell them about? Did you not know this God you profess to follow that you couldn't even share?
Mm.
You know, the thing is like, hey, maybe as a parent, you need to get saved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a break. Jump off this religious cycle and just say, you know, if I haven't been loving people and I haven't been telling people about him, and I'm looking for some doctor in religion to be able to treat my children with religion so they're treated, you know, to send them someplace somewhere to learn about God, then how come I should have my own personal experience in God? I need to get saved. And this is a huge break you're giving yourself. You're like, oh, I'm going to get off this religious work cycle thing. I'm not going to meet this God who loves me and receive his forgiveness, and I'm going to abide with him. And you could find out how to do that at iabide.org. And I'm going to begin to have this experience, and I'm going to share all that with my family. I'm going to share my life with my kids, and they're going to be hungry for this God, and I'm going to lead them to this awesome God.
Yeah.
Or you can stay on the religious treadmill and just trying to say, you are, when there's no fruit in your life. So you have to find somebody else that has fruit that you can let your kids eat from that tree.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any fruit.
How many times have we seen that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you talk to my child? Can you?
Like, right.
No, you talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Don't bring him to this person or that person. You share with them.
Yeah. And, you know, you and it's like, well, you know, what have we come to at this point that we need to tell the particular parent, you might not know God.
Yeah.
You might not know him.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in America, you know, I know you had an experience that you knocked on doors. So there's one time and talked to everybody, and everybody you talked to practically said they're Christian, right?
That's right. That's right. Cutting up, acting like that, you know, just it's crazy. I don't want to call things out. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like crazy.
322 Gamora Drive.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the sad thing is that people talk about, you know, like it's no big deal. Like, you know, like everyone's in a better place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's it's the American, you know, Chevy Pie baseball. And I got Jesus. And it's like, no.
Chevy Pie? No. What's Chevy Pie?
I don't
Did
know.
Did I say Chevy Pie? Or Chevrolet. Apple Pie.
Chevy Pie.
Well, you know, wait a minute.
That's like text messaging for the American way. Chevy Pie.
we just coined something on VFN Radio. Now, Chevrolet, I will want. I won't want you know, residual off of that.
Chevy I don't want pie. A Chevrolet, though.
No.
Right.
No.
I've seen the commercial.
But if you have a Chevrolet, you know, you're our friend, too. You know,
right. Just step out of the truck. Show us your hands. The future, though, of what's happening in darkness, and understand every other way other than Jesus Christ is considered a thief and a robber. So it doesn't matter what religious tag is on your bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cross part of your bumper sticker that's the right part.
It's
through Jesus Christ. So we're looking right now at the militants in Nigeria that are beginning to, they're calling it the killing fields towards Christians, because radical Islam is beginning to, and it's amazing. It's like our present government won't even mention the words. It's like, hey, radical Islam is killing people. Blowing things up. That's killed our ambassador, according to the ambassador.
Yeah, hello.
That was calling and talking to his right-hand men. And this is our future if we don't turn. And I believe what we are. But listen, right, this is CBN reporting what's taking place in Nigeria. They're calling it the killing fields.
Mm.
The killing fields. More Christians than anywhere else in the world has been killed because of Islam, radical Islam.
Well, last year, more Christians were killed in Nigeria, than any other country, at the hands of radical Muslims. Their jihad is still going on in Africa's largest country. And the president of Nigeria has just declared a state of emergency. Gary Lane tells us why Nigerian Christians are being targeted and what can be done to help them.
Bombings like this one gave Nigeria the sad distinction of the nation with the highest Christian death toll. More than 900 Christians reportedly were killed in Nigeria last year, victims of the Boko Haram terrorist group and other Islamic militants.
They are so radical that they do not even spare Muslims. If Muslims are sympathetic to any cause at all, if they are sympathetic to the Christians' cause or the minorities' cause, they are also termed as, you know, infidels.
In 2013, radicals have killed more than 120 Nigerians, most of them Christians. Gregory Lahr is an international human rights attorney.
It is happening now at this time because there appears to be a new resurgence, a new Islamic awareness on the need to further propagate their religion.
Because of this wave of violence, various groups in southern Nigeria are taking up arms to protect the Christians. Attorney Emmanuel Ogebi warns the country may be on the brink of a broader conflict.
Because of the massive Christian-Muslim population in Nigeria, there's no country on earth that is as rich and ready for a religious war. All the elements, all the ingredients are there.
Ogebe spoke at a recent conference sponsored by the Washington, D.C.-based Jubilee Campaign. Some panelists criticized the U.S. State Department's reluctance to blame the violence in Nigeria on Islamic extremism.
The route they are taking is dangerous, it's against American interest, and it's not positive, it's not sensible. The ultimate aim of this is extremism. It's not just to wipe out Christians. It will hit back here ultimately.
For years, Islamic militants limited their attacks on Christians to the 12 northern Nigerian states where Sharia law is in place. Now they're pressing into central and southern states where Christians are in the majority. World Magazine reporter Mindy Bell says the pattern is all too familiar.
We've seen it happen in Sudan. We've seen it in Mali. We've seen it in parts of the Middle East and other parts of North Africa. When that happens, what is growing up in there are also the seeds of terrorism that is targeting the West.
So what is the solution to stop the attacks against Christians and others? Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has proposed a possible amnesty for Boko Haram terrorists. Stefanos Foundation founder Mark Lipto says amnesty would be a mistake.
It goes to say that the government must have to succumb to the pressure of terror. And then we see that it will go in to reward the perpetrator to continue to carry out his carnage. That is wrong.
The problem has gone beyond Nigeria alone. Like it actually has its roots in Mali, in Libya. So even if the Nigerian situation is well contained and the borders are not secure, you have not solved the problem.
Lipto suggests Christians united in prayer can make a difference.
What we see is disunity that has taken on the church. And so the voiceless are not being represented. But if we look to the person Christ and avoid all these differences and come together, we will be able to give a voice to the voiceless, and that is what we're called to do.
Gary Lane, CBN News.
It's amazing to see what's taking place in Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That it's so in our face, and it's like, it reminds me of what Hitler did to the Jews up until the very last second, telling them that everything is okay. We're just finding a safe place for you. This week, we're going to just work with your father, and he'll be able to come back to you. And then they found out that their father didn't come back. And then they said, "Well, we're going to go ahead and just keep you safe because you know you're being isolated in people's mind. They're starting to hate you." It's like, yeah, because you're putting stars on us and you're saying these negative things about us. But that's what's going on,
writing on our skin.
Yes. And so, well, this was early on when they were making them wear the stars, and then. They said, "We just got a safe place for you. This will protect you here." And they took him to the ghettos. And then they they realized it was getting worse. But then, you know, Red Cross is coming out there, so they kind of fixed it up a little bit for about a four-hour investigation. And, okay, well, at least, you know, we're in a safer place because they are kind of getting, you know, agitated towards us. And then they end up putting them on trains and say, we're going to take you somewhere. But the last second, they took their luggage from them. So they're thinking, they carry their luggage all the way to the train. And now they don't have their luggage, so they're packed into a train cart. And they said, well, it's just an uncomfortable ride, but, you know, we got to get through there. You know, they're just trying to, and the whole thing. And then finally they get to the camp. They say, listen, you probably need a shower.
Wow.
You probably need, and it's like, yeah, I've been in a train, you know, stuck with, you know, 40, 100 people, whatever it was, in the train and smashed in there. And so you can imagine. And so they go into the showers. And the shower heads are hanging over the top of them, and they think they're about to get a shower. They've already just unrobed, did all this kind of stuff up until the very last second, and they turn on what's supposed to be a shower, and it was gas, and it actually killed them. Up to the last moment, they still followed like sheep going to a slaughter.
Yeah.
And today we're looking, it's like, are we going to continue? Gonna wake up? What's going on here? Are we just going to keep on saying, it's so obvious, it's so evident that Satan hates JJ.
Yeah.
You know, he hates the Jews and he hates Christians. You know, JJ stands for Jews and Jesus. And you can find out, go to VFN Torch and look for JJ and understand that. No matter what's going on, no matter how much money somebody gives you, ask the question, where does JJ stand in all this?
That's right.
And we love Israel. And understanding that today, radical, this dark-driven bondage called Islam is doing this very thing today. And our own government, our own, the strongholds in America now, because the church is in sin, by the way, but this is what's going on, are saying, you know, you can be at peace. It's sort of like saying, you know, I'm going to stay in this dark room, but I'm also going to bring a light in. It's like, every time I walk in this dark room with a light, it's no longer dark anymore. And then I walk into this light room with darkness, and then the room turns dark. It's like, which one I got to make up my mind. Is it going to be the room going to be light, or is the room going to be dark? Because darkness and light don't have anything to do with each other. You cannot mix Islam and Christianity. There's no such thing as Chrislam. Understand this, that this is why they're so radical. And this is what he said. He said in the CBN, a new segment was, that it's against Americans' interest. The question is asked this. Why were they even killed their own? They even killed their own Muslims. Radical Islam killed Muslims. And the question you say, well, why would they do that? Because they were sympathetic to Christians. Mm-hmm. Well, why would they do that? Because Christianity says accurately that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he's the only way to God, and every other way is a thief and a robber. Islam says Muhammad is the prophet. He's the one, and Jesus is not the Son of God, and he'll have to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God, and he will be the assistant to their God who comes out of a hole in the ground, which they walk around in Mecca with a little black tent over it, waiting to come out. It's like it's the opposite. That's why they're doing it, because the presence of Christianity reveals it's the antithesis of what they believe in Islam. It's the antithesis. They're walking around a hole in the ground.
Wow.
They're walking around a hole in the ground, waiting for their Savior to come out of the ground to put a mark on everybody that will set them apart. And they see this as a positive thing. We say that is actually the beast that comes out and puts the mark of the beast on everyone. Mm-hmm. And so these are at war with each other, the ideas.
Complete opposites. End of the spectrum here.
So, you know, where Christianity today, and many people, because of the sin, you know, or don't even, we're just in darkness, is they don't understand that you just can't coexist in the context of yes and no cannot coexist. There's no such thing as yes and no coexisting together. It's either yes or it's no. And it's either light or it's dark. Mm-hmm. And it's not that Christians can't exist in some dark land or dark culture. It's the fact is you don't say, you know, let's just merge these faiths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to stand up and just say, you know, Jesus is Lord, you know. And he's the only way to God, and every other way is a thief and a robber. And the end result of that is death. if you're in a particular land or somebody has the upper hand on what's going on in the context of that.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Someone once observed that if you don't teach your kids about values, the culture will. I'm John Fuller with Focus on the Family. You want your kids to embrace your beliefs and values, of course, but when is a good time to talk with them about really sensitive topics? Here's Dana Gresh.
And it's so important that you begin when your children are young, when they're 8, 9, and 10, and 11 years old, to talk about God's design of marriage and sex and love. If you miss that, the world will be developing their value system. Start young when it is terrifying for you to talk about those things. I meet with parents all the time who their 8th grade child is in a quote-unquote dating relationship, and they're absolutely terrified. And I say to them, well, when did you tell them what your expectations were? And their answer is often, well, we haven't talked about it yet. They're too young. Well, obviously they're not.
You'll hear more parenting insights from Dana Gresh today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm-hmm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations, or mm-hmm. Aryan-type conversations, or Iranian, or Muslim-type conversations, or political, which is type conversations, or you could listen to VFN Radio, and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's Word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing. And then they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand, and as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians, mm-hmm. and the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN Radio.
Yes. This is so amazing to see what's taking place in Nigeria. And this is what he said in the interview, the CBN News interview was, or they're actually reporting, was, it's in our interests. It's in our interests. It's in our interests because this is what's heading our way. That's what the bombings in Boston the Marathon bombings. It was a derivative of that radical Islam.
Yeah.
That's what happened. These young guys just got radicalized.
And then wreaked havoc. I mean, he's taking people's lives. And you think about, you were mentioning earlier about those bodies, the Jewish people that were being gassed.
Yeah.
You know, when they died.
They believed to the last second.
They believed to the last second, but there was belief on two sides. They believed the one thing, and those that worked with Hitler believed another thing.
Yeah.
And they were convinced that they were doing something right. I don't know what they were convinced of, but to think that they had to step over bodies and to carry dead bodies out.
Right.
I mean, it just shows you how evil.
You know what's helpful, though, that when you think about that, is now look at Hitler's crew. Look at his reputation.
Yeah.
Look at all those that are hiding in crevices of rocks today, still trying not to be found after the trials that took place. And understand that if you're following darkness, this is your future.
Yeah.
He killed himself. He sent other people to their death. He killed, 6 million Jews. And plus Christians and others. And he killed himself with a pill. Understand that if you are following darkness, this is how it's all going to end for you.
That's right.
It's all going to end that way for you. Right. So you can learn from that whole experience. Say, you know what? I'm just going to follow Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And light and darkness don't have anything to do with each other. They cannot coexist. It's either going to be light or it's going to be dark, right?
That's right.
That's right.
And so here we are. Yeah, these young guys are radicalized. And even, reportedly in the investigation they're having about the older brother there in the Boston Marathon bombings, terrorism, that there was three of his friends' throats that were cut on September the 11th, I believe it was, of the previous year.
Oh, wow.
And they were found in the same place. All three of their throats were cut, and they had marijuana sprinkled over them.
Wow.
And now they're trying to investigate to see if he actually had something to do with cutting the throats of his friends. And you understand, and if you haven't yet gone to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and see the burning torch on the right-hand side. Click on that and realize that you can understand the comparison between the Bible and the Quran, between Christianity and Islam, because what they say is that that you're to kill the sword is to be at the throat or the neck of the infidel, which is the unbeliever, the non-Muslim, who chooses not to convert, not to go into servitude, not to pay the tax would be a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so then if he did get radicalized and he went to his friends and they didn't convert, then that would fit the radical is just believing what the Quran says. That's what they call radical. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah.
What's a radical Christian? One that believes Jesus and follows Jesus.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The difference is that if you get hit in one cheek, if you're radical, you turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
If you're not radical and you're moderate or liberal, you just sue the person that hit you in the cheek. But a radical Muslim who believes fully in the Quran would say that Jesus is not the Son of God. They would say that there's no such thing as a Trinity, that Muhammad is the prophet, he heard from God, and they would approve of putting the sword to the neck.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging. Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com and you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFNTV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side. You know, I began to learn a lot of things about building, you know, spending time with Pat. Yeah. The more time I'm actually spending with Pat, the less time I'm actually putting Band-Aids on my thumbs from like hitting the hammer and trying to build some. And I'm learning a lot from him. I remember when we were working on, one of the projects we were doing, he pulls out his iPhone. And I'm like, an iPhone while we're working, while we're building stuff, middle hammer, 2x4. And he was checking the level of a 2x4. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I got an app for that. I'm like, get out of here. He's like, yeah, he has a level as an app on his iPhone.
Are you kidding me? A level?
Yeah.
On the phone. And what is the level? Is that the balancing thing?
Yeah, because, I don't know, apparently he had like left a level in the truck or left a level at the house. And there it is, like the bubbles and everything, the lines. He was checking the level of his the 2x4 off his iPhone. And we start talking and he says, yeah, I mean, have you checked out the new app for the VFN TV, VFN Daily Radio program? And I was like, there's an app for that? He's like, yeah, there's an app for that. He says, you can go right on iTunes right now. And you can also go on the Android, because Android has it now too. You can go on VFN TV, type it in, and there's an app for that. Click download, and everywhere you go, you got us right there with you. You got all the live content. You've got all the live programming. You've got everything right there. It's like VFN TV on the go. You know, John, with a lot of conversations I've had with people, you know, people are expressing a lot of hardship and difficulties bringing up family, you know, bringing up fathers, you know, and families are really going through a lot of hardship right now, and it's difficult. It's hard being family. And, you know, personally, that's where I was as well. And when I got introduced to the VFN family, it totally encountered me in a new way. And Jesus Christ used the VFN family to just display his love and, you know, the power of his presence through the VFN family to just draw me to himself. And I just want to encourage you that if you've grown up and you just had a lot of hardships, a lot of difficulties, a lot of pains, and family's been difficult to you, I just want to encourage you that, you know, the VFN family, we're just centered around Jesus Christ and just trying to love other people, love God, and just lead others to do the same. I just want to encourage you, check out vfnfamily.org.